Again, 231-487-0780. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today's show, final half hour of this week on this Friday, October 13th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Former state representative, the crazy liberal, Cynthia Johnson. This was the woman that during the pandemic yelled and screamed at us who were attending a joint session of the House Intelligence and Senate Intelligence Committees in Lansing. House oversight, Senate oversight, talking about the 2020 election, pushing for a forensic audit. Well, as we entered the Bogie building, she came in wearing not one, not two, but three masks, sat near the podium where we were going to speak at if Matt Hall, the chairman of that committee for the House, were going to allow us to speak. Cynthia Johnson was about 4 feet away from that podium. And as we all sat in our socially distanced 6 feet apart chairs in the audience, she yelled at us because none of us in the audience were wearing masks. Put your mask on. I responded and said, mind your own damn business. I wasn't going to tolerate, I wasn't going to be yelled at by her. Well, she's from the city of Detroit. She is a lobbyist now. And she hand wrote out a note to House Republicans this past week warning them that he or she, Republican, would face a primary against them, and that candidate running against them in the primary next year would be, quote, a quote-unquote America First candidate. If this Republican state rep voted in supporting the land value tax reform plan being pushed by Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. We talked about this story this week numerous times. Johnson is a fierce advocate against the Dugan-backed tax proposal that was kicked off in the House floor last week, lobbying against the plan that is being pushed by Speaker Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit, as being one of his top priorities. One of the Republicans who voted for Joe Tate to be Speaker is none other than Cam Cavett for the 106th that you just heard Todd Smallenberg's running against. Well, MERS News Service got a copy of the handwritten note that was scribbled out by former state representative Cynthia Johnson. And it says, I've heard a yes vote coming from some of you Republicans. You will be primaried. An America First candidate funded by the people and the businesses of Detroit will have them run against you. Also, it'll be known as you being the first Republican to endorse Mike Dugan to run for governor of the state of Michigan in 2026. The recipient of this note was told to share this information with three other House Republican members. Johnson said and told MERS News Service that she heard this was going to happen, but she declined to say from whom she heard the information. added that State Representative Stephanie Young of Detroit and Representative Tyrone Carter of Detroit can also expect primaries in next year's 2024 reelection campaign. Carter and Johnson, Cynthia Johnson, were slated to run against each other in 2022. But Johnson was disqualified from the ballot because she had an outstanding fine from the Secretary of State's office for not filing a campaign report in a timely manner. So Tate can enjoy his tenure, that being, of course, the speaker, because he's going to be done too. He's carrying Mayor Dugan's water on this. Johnson contends that the big winners from the proposal will be skyscraper owners and deep-pocketed developers. Homeowners will only save a couple of $100 a year, but the wealthy will save millions in taxes. That's not accurate. What the plan calls for, Cynthia, if you haven't read it, homeowners will give a break in their property taxes on their homes, but vacant landowners will end up paying more in taxes, not less. Your statement, your justification for being against this, it doesn't even make any sense. Increased taxes on vacant property owners, scrap yards, tow yards, even farmers, she said, will not be enough to make up the loss in revenue, and Detroit will see a reduction of services. What? If you increase taxes on vacant land in Detroit, especially some of these lots that are owned in subdivisions where the homes have been demolished because of blight, they've been removed, people still own the vacant lots. It's vacant. There's no home there to qualify for a tax savings. They'll be charged more. Plus all the huge parcels of vacant land. Again, you're not even logical. You didn't even read the bill. Well, last week, even a former state representative, where you're allowed to go back into the chamber floor, she was thrown out and asked for a comment as to about getting kicked off the floor. Johnson said, and this is her words, quote, "It was a real light, a fire under my ass," quote unquote, in terms of urging members to cast no votes against the bills. Asked if Johnson's tactics were legal, House Democratic spokesperson Amber McCann responded, "I see Cynthia Johnson hasn't changed since leaving the legislature." Remember, she was the one that put out the tweet video, and I believe Facebook video, back in the day when she called out the liberals, progressives, to do what you must do. Oh, after Trump supporters, conservatives, Republicans, they were calling for a forensic audit, calling for Detroit's voter fraud to be exposed. She called for violence against Trump supporters and conservatives who were questioning the validity of that election. And now she's using threatening handwritten notes to Republicans in the state legislature. So basically, the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, had her removed from the floor. Honestly, in my opinion, this woman is crazy. She is mentally, completely out of her mind. and how she's going to claim that this is going to save the wealthy big landowners millions of dollars in taxes. No, actually, Cynthia, it's going to cost them millions of dollars in taxes. And my biggest component is how it's going to go after farmers. Big majority farmers have acres and acres of vacant land, even inside of Detroit and Wayne County. And there's even talk that they're going to expand this beyond Detroit, Wayne County, and could try to implement this statewide. So, going to be a very interesting story to go forward to see if this plan is going to have any movement, and are they going to get any Republicans? Perhaps those who voted for Joe Tate to be Speaker. Are they going to reach out to them and ask them to vote for it? Well, if they do, then Cynthia Johnson claims that an America First candidate would be primary challenging them next year. So we'll be following this and see where it goes. Democrat-controlled House supporting pieces of the Affordable Care Act, implementing and putting them into state law. The Federal Affordable Care Act, ACA, that prevents health insurance companies from rescinding a customer's coverage unless there's proven fraud or misrepresentation, could be put into Michigan law under legislation that passed out of the House 56-54 yesterday. Bills generating on the Senate side, 356, 57, and 58, codifies other ACA consumer protections. Well, it passed in the House 56-54. Despite receiving some bipartisan support in the Senate and a plea for bipartisan support from the House, Health Policy Chairwoman Julie Rogers, Democrat from Kalamazoo. Well, Republicans in the House didn't support it. But it did pass the House and now goes for final approval in the Senate before it's being sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. Final segment of today's show this week. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Just a real quick short story. Oral chemo is going to be put on absolute equal status of IV chemo when it comes to cancer patients. Final version of State Representative Samantha Steckloff, Democrat from Farmington Hills, her bill 4071 passed the House 71-38, 15 Republicans joining the 56 Democrats in support. Steckloff, a cancer survivor, made personal pleas three times advocating for the policy to be passed. She spoke to the House committee, the Senate committee, and the House floor about her agony of receiving chemo when oral chemo likely would have allowed her to continue to work. I couldn't be more proud to get this bill to the governor's desk, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This means everything to me. It's one of the issues I ran on, got elected on, and I'm proud to say sponsored and now have it approved by this chamber. I know the reason God chose me to go through the hell of cancer was to make my advocacy that much stronger here in Lansing. So the bill passed the Senate, passed the House, and now goes to the governor. Instead of dealing with IV chemo, now there's an oral chemotherapy that insurance companies will have to cover. So good for you guys, I guess. I'm not familiar with that particular option of chemo, but the insurance companies now are going to have to pay for it. One thing I do want to mention today, I want to get into the show. You've been hearing the commercials. Michael from Mattawan, Michigan, came up and took advantage of the direct sale that's happening at the Well Connect factory in Alpena. Going to be saving roughly about $3,700 installing a Well Connect unit himself to his furnace. He's watched the videos. He's looked at the installation manual. He feels totally comfortable that he can do it. There's people available to give him answers to his questions, but he drove up, picked up the unit at the factory yesterday. I met him there, was happy to meet him, but I also took a tour of the new factory. Phenomenal plant that the Schultz family has invested in making these machines, and the local dealers are taking advantage, passing the savings on to you guys. Give a phone call to 231-420-8320. Leave a message, your name, your phone number, the best time to call you back, and what city you live in. You can text that number as well, 231-420-8320. If you place your order here within the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to get the unit qualifying for a 30% federal income tax credit for this year's taxes. And if you live and have an electric co-op, Great Lakes, PING, Cloverland, Cherryland, you can qualify for a cash rebate before the end of the year. You can put that cash rebate towards your loan, or you can use it for Christmas gifts, or use it to make your payments for the next year, year and a half. So you need to call, leave a message, send a text, get this approved, ready to go before the end of the year to take advantage of all these benefits. And start heating your home this winter with your well water. Save a ton of money compared to wood, propane, oil, and total absolute comfort. Michael asked the question of Tim Schultz yesterday when we were at the factory, was amazed as to how small the blower was. And he said, the propane furnace, my blower won't kick on. And he said, no, this is the blower that will heat your entire house. It just ekes warm air 24/7. Our unit has been cycling on and off. Propane furnace hasn't even kicked on. How many times has your propane furnace kicked on over the last couple of weeks? Ours hasn't turned on at all. So again, call, leave a voicemail message, or text 231-420-8320. We absolutely love our unit. And on December 1st, it'll be 6 years, and we've saved thousands of dollars of propane. So greatly appreciate the Schultz family over there in Alpena and all the things they've done. Absolutely greatly appreciate them. Want to mention that we are putting together a training. It's going to be on a Saturday morning. I'm looking at either the first or second Saturday of December, looking for feedback. 10 o'clock to roughly noon, 2 hours. Crash course in Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan Constitution. So if you're interested, text me back. Which Saturday from 10 to noon would be good for you to attend in Gaylord? We're looking at Gaylord as the location. I'd like to get feedback from you guys. Text me at 231-360-5140 and let me know your thoughts. And we're going to be putting this together here this week, so I need input feedback from you guys. So again, can you attend Michigan Constitution, Robert's Rules of Order, and Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution? Crash course, 2 hours long. Come and learn. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. You guys have a great weekend. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal